This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister has killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. Officials say the casualty toll could rise. A Taliban spokesperson in a statement claimed responsibility for the attack. It came as the insurgent group presses ahead with an offensive that is putting pressure on provincial capitals in the south and west. An oil tanker that was attacked by a drone strike was seen moored off the United Arab Emirates early Wednesday. The U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for the drone attack on the Mercer Street tanker off Oman that killed 2 people. The British Navy is warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman, without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal and as commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crosshairs over it. Rocket fire from Lebanon hit northern Israel Wednesday, prompting retaliatory shelling, the army said. This as tensions rise between Israel and arch foe Iran. The army said in a statement, quote, 3 rockets were fired from Lebanon into Israel territory, end quote, adding that one had fallen short of the border. Ethiopia Wednesday defended its decision to suspend 2 humanitarian groups active in its war-hit Tigray region, accusing them of, quote, disseminating misinformation, end quote, online. This is VOA News.